This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, Growth Energy called Thursday's volume obligation announcement for the 2018 Renewable Fuel Standard a move that gives the biofuels industry much-needed certainty. The announcement by the Environmental Protection Agency upholds the statutory targets for conventional biofuels. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score applauded the announcement.
First and foremost, we applaud the administration for standing up against efforts to destabilize the renewable fuel standard. This year in particular, with discussion around changing point of obligation, some rumors about having global RINs, and other efforts to really undermine the RFS, it's very good. It feels great to have these final 2018 renewable volume obligations out. And when you look at the numbers that EPA came out with, they're keeping conventional biofuels on track. The announcement is on time, and it upholds the statutory targets for conventional biofuels. We would have liked to have seen a boost to the target blending levels for cellulosic biofuels, and we'll continue to work with the administration to advance the RFS goal of further stimulating growth and showing U.S. leadership in 21st century fuel.
The total renewable fuel volume is 19.29 billion gallons, which includes 15 billion for conventional biofuel. Advanced biofuel is set for 4.29 billion gallons, including 288 million of cellulosic biofuel. The 2019 biodiesel amount is set for 2.1 billion gallons. Score says the announcement shows a desire to keep the renewable fuel standard on track.
Well, I think this administration certainly is signaling that they want to keep the RFS on track. And we're certainly seeing that with the conventional biofuels numbers. Again, we'd like to see the cellulosic numbers a little bit higher than they were, but they are above what EPA initially proposed, which means we all did a good job of engaging EPA, providing them the data to show that we are making really good progress in terms of our production and our capacity and our ability to supply the marketplace.
She says engagement by Growth Energy members and farmers across the nation makes a difference.
Engaging around the renewable fuel standard remains mission critical for the industry, for Growth Energy. It's something that we do every day for our members, for farmers. This is America's single most successful energy policy. And not only is it saving consumers money and protecting the environment, but it's driving rural growth, and it gives us the ability to compete for the consumer at the pump. So I thank and applaud everyone who engaged throughout these past several months with the administration, with their elected officials, and will continue to encourage people to express their appreciation and get ready, believe it or not, for next year's RVOs as well.
And you, of course, can learn more by visiting growthenergy.org. Well, as we ended the month of November yesterday, we're not only moving closer to Christmas, but also closer to the heart of meeting season for farmers and the ag industry. Over 1,500 farmers and their families representing every county in Illinois will gather at the Palmer House in Chicago this weekend to represent the state's ag industry at the Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting. The meeting brings members together through a number of events, including young leader discussion meets, the County Awards Program, IAA Foundation events, policy development processes, and several more. The meeting runs December 2nd through the 5th, and I'll be in attendance along with our local County Farm Bureau members, and coverage of the meeting will be included in upcoming farm shows and special broadcasts from Chicago. And after this weekend, more meetings are planned. Farm Credit Illinois will kick off their Farm Credit College program next week. And Amy Poskin, Director of Marketplace Education and Development for the co-op, has the details.
That is correct. I don't know exactly how long we've been doing it, as I'm still fairly new in my position, still in my first year. But I do know that we offer at least three different programs with different topics every year to our members. We do it over the course of the winter months, obviously when the farmers are not in the field and not super busy with harvest or planting.
Well, I think it's a great program in these upcoming meetings, some interesting topics. Any reason behind why? I know that you're new, you weren't there when they started this program, but I would assume it has to do something with the values of your business and just what you're wanting to provide your customers with.
Yeah, we as a cooperative think that it's important, and it's something that we want to provide to our members, is the opportunity to learn and expand their skills to help them succeed in their operation. And so typically our topics cover different skills or different topics that may be useful to them that they can bring back to the farm. Some of them are going to be skills that they can take back and use right away. Other topics kind of give them an idea about the big picture and just some things to think about for maybe not necessarily right now, maybe not in the next 5 years, but something down the road. For example, our one program in January that is the 4th and 5th of January, we do estate and succession planning. And so a lot of times you have farmers that will bring their children and their spouses or some of their family members, and they have a chance to learn about the ins and outs of estate and succession planning and things to think about and how to go about having those difficult conversations. And so, you know, it's not necessarily something they'll use right away, but something they can use down the road.
Absolutely. Well, it's great to have that available to your members, and we hope that there's a great attendance for these upcoming meetings, and want to talk about one that's actually already next week, December 7th, and I think a couple of locations. It looks like also December 8th as well. So, Amy, fill us in on what's being offered next week.
Yeah, so next Thursday and Friday, we have our crop marketing and risk management meetings. So December 7th, the morning to afternoon meeting is going to be at the Farm Credit Office in Sherman, Illinois. And then we will move to an evening meeting down in Collinsville at the Doubletree Hotel. And then on December 8th, next Friday, we will be in Mount Vernon at the Drury Inn there. And we bring the same speakers, so we have Dr. Steve Johnson from Iowa State University's Extension Organization. He is coming and will speak at all three of the meetings, as well as Paul Stoddard, who he used to work for Farm Credit and is now a professor for the Ag and Consumer Economics major for the U of I's Department of ACES. So we will have them both there to talk about crop marketing. I know Steve Johnson is going to talk about, the title of his presentation is Controlling the Crop Controllable. So he's going to be talking a little bit about, you know, your risk management and your crop marketing. And then I know Paul Stoddard, he calls it the Big 23. It is also going to be focusing on crop marketing and a little bit of that risk management piece. So they'll both be touching on both of those topics. I personally have never heard Steve Johnson speak, but I know a lot of people say he does a great job. So I'm definitely looking forward to it, and I think it'll be a great opportunity for our members as well.
Well, definitely sounds like some great topics for the meeting. And if our listeners are interested in attending, special instructions for RSVPing, or what should they do?
So they can go to our website, farmcreditil.com, and there is a tab for Farm Credit College. It may actually show up on our homepage. We usually have it running in our banner for our upcoming programs. And so they can go on there, and they can click the link to register and fill out the form, and then that's all they need to do, and they're good to go.
Sounds great. And the other question that's very popular and people want to know when it comes to meetings, these are kind of centered around mealtime. So do we have meals included with the speakers?
Yes. Yes, there is. So I believe the Mount Vernon and the Sherman meetings, there is a break in there for lunch because it starts mid-morning and goes to early afternoon. So there is a break in there for lunch, and then the Collinsville meeting will actually kick off. Dinner starts at 5. The meeting itself will start at 5:30.
All right. Well, sounds like a great opportunity for those Farm Credit Co-op members. Amy, anything that I haven't asked you today? I know we talked about an upcoming meeting in January, and then looking even further ahead into the new year, something for young farmers in February.
Yes, we have our Young and Beginning Farmer Forums coming up. So this is something a little different than what we've done in the past. So previously we've done a young farmer retreat where We have been, we've invited young and beginning farmers and prospects. That it's been by invite only, and it was an overnight event, a two-day overnight event, usually out of town somewhere. But this year we decided that we were going to try and reach some more of our young and beginning farmer members as well as some prospects in our 60-county territory. And so we decided that we're going to open it up and just do two one-day events. So that is February 6th and 7th. So the 6th will be in Springfield and the 7th in Effingham. We have a pretty good lineup of speakers there. The program itself will be facilitated by Dr. David Cole. He's from Virginia Tech University. We have, again, Paul Stoddard, and then Steve Widges, who is one of our regional vice presidents with Farm Credit. He is going to be making a special announcement about our new Young and Beginning Farmer Loan Assistance and Incentive Program. We've kind of revamped our Young and Beginning Farmer program, so we have some pretty good lending standards there, as well as some incentives for our members, and so it's definitely something that people want to be there to hear about. So,
well, sounds great. And if anyone would like more information about any of these upcoming meetings, should they visit the website for more information?
Yes, all of the information is located on our website, and they're also more than welcome to stop into the local Farm Credit Office or contact the local Farm Credit Office, and they can get more information there as well.
Amy Poskin with Farm Credit Illinois, and while we're at it, we'll give you just one more meeting to think about. The Central Illinois Livestock Association will hold their meeting next Thursday, December 7th at 6:30 at the Ariston Restaurant in Litchfield. Donations of canned food items will be accepted and distributed to local food pantries, and they do ask that you RSVP by December 5th to Larry Miller at 217-710-1676. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.